Hey there! Welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, struggles, and victories.
Get ready for some genuine and relatable conversations that dive into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's dive into the awesome and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth. Welcome to Trans Experience. This is LG.
This is Tayden.
This is Callie.
This is Madison.
And today we're going to do the second episode for Trans Women and Dating. Last week we left off with Maddie and you were telling us how we are different individuals depending of
where you're at in the conversation. So, you know, like obviously I was telling Tayden, like we are different that first three or four messages in, and then we're different that first, second, third, and day. Because I know for the guys that I talk to, the first like 2 weeks, I'm getting those good morning, beautiful texts every time, and I'm responding quickly. I'm not sitting around waiting on it. I am in there. I am ready to talk to them. I'm ready to message them to show them that I'm excited about where this is going. By the sixth or seventh day, you're not doing that anymore. Things have kind of settled in. And so we become different people. So we can't expect these people that we're talking to stay the same consistent person all the time. It's just not realistic, in my opinion.
And sometimes you have to remember, too, that while we're in on these dating apps, you're not just the only person talking to this person. So what you might be saying might be different from what another person is saying to this person.
I feel like when I go onto the dating apps, I kind of go into it with, like, a fear-free attitude. So, like, if I'm thinking about everything that possibly could go wrong or all the factors that could be weighed in that are making me potentially less of a of an interest to somebody, then I feel like I'm thinking so much about all those elements and then I start losing like the importance and the beauty of what it is that we are doing as communicating as two humans. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I set that aside, the connection becomes a lot stronger. And so it doesn't always work out. So those elements that you guys had talked about are absolutely obviously true and valid. It's just that whenever I'm on there for my personal experience, I go forward with it, with the idea that it's just me and them talking. So somehow that helps me.
Nice.
Okay.
So what do you guys think, like, are some of the things that you are looking for or what you could be going into a dating app?
First and foremost, I'm not a big fan of apps unless when I was, you know, getting high, because then I use them as a hookup spot. To me, apps are not really a place for me to meet someone. Now, I know that it's worked for a lot of people. I know a lot of some of my friends are actually in long-term relationships based on that. For myself, I think that it takes away that organic relationship. I like it when it flourishes naturally. When you meet someone, whether at a club or you go to the store and they ask you for their number, and like the whole conquest of the dating. Because one of the things that I heard when I heard this first episode that we did based on the dating was, a lot of it went to the sexual aspect of it. Automatically, me as a trans girl, I'm thinking dating up, sex. And dating is much more than just the sex. It's getting to know the other person. And as you guys said, like, whoever you meet, the first message is not going to be the same 2 weeks into it. But I think that when you make it organic, the person that you start to meet, it's the real person. And you start, like, peeling layers of yourself and allowing the other person. And you become vulnerable and you allow the other person to see into you.
Well, I think that we forget that in today's society, first dates almost always end up in sexual relationships. And not just our community. Like this is rampant right now. I went on a date recently and there was a guy that I was talking to. I told him about my sobriety, blah, blah, blah. I said, you can have your drinks. That's fine. We were on this date. We got there. We shook hands, a little side hug. He ordered a beer. I said, okay, no problem, whatever. Like, I don't care if you drink. And then he literally said, are we going to fuck tonight? And I said, probably not. He left the restaurant. Left. Done. Gone. And I feel like the standards that are going on, not just in our trans world, but in the world in general, is that people want to test run the ride mm-hmm. before they sign up for a second date. And mm-hmm. I don't agree with it. Like, you know, I think the intimacy is the thing. However, popular culture is moving one way.
I do find, like, whenever I'm on the dating apps and I get with somebody, and there are instances when we talk for a while and we get to know each other for a while, and that kind of, like, energy of excitement of getting to know somebody, it's a human nature that we have that is so integral and important to how we move forward successfully with other people, that the longer that we give those, the more moments that we give to each other to gain trust and give honesty and, you know, just be who we are and to absorb who the other person is, I find that by the time that it does get to sex, that the sex is way better and more important and more valuable. And then the relationship can grow from that, even on a higher level, you know? So I feel like I get what you're saying, Madison, and I really respect it.
And I think that, were you gonna say something, let go.
Well, yeah, because it's like, it goes two ways for me. Like what you're saying, Callie, the communication level as far as being on there for a while with the person. And then when you finally meet that person, it's like, wow, okay, boom. You know, like this is what we're getting myself into. But then I'm the type of girl, if I already sense that the communication level is already that high into the conversation, mm-hmm. like I just want to, ooh, send me pictures. I already know what time it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you're setting yourself up for this kind of relationship when you tell these people like, oh, let me send you, or when the guy says, let me see some pictures of you, you're instantly, your thought process is like, oh, he wants to have sex already. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do you want to engage in this conversation still, or do you want to? And so I'm like, I told you in the last episode, like I'm a hot girl. So if you send me some cooch pop pit, whatever pictures, I'm all for it. And I'm that girl that's going to say, are we just going to have sex, or are you going to take me on a date? You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, I'll let you know when I want to go on a date with you, or when I want to have sex with you.
So I have a question really quick, though, for both of you, since you're already on this topic. So when you say you're talking to someone, is this just like messages and phone calls? Like you haven't actually physically met this person when you're talking about actually talking to them, right? Like you're not having dates. Like you're not going to dinner with them or movies and doing things with them and then going home separately, right? You're just talking on the phone.
Yeah, I've had both of those experiences, but the one where I meet them first usually doesn't last that long of just meeting them. Like I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just that I'm that hot. I don't know how it is that they're seeing it, or that it just happens that maybe we'll have one date and then at the end of the date, it's going to end up in something sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't work out because we don't like each other, but that hardly ever happens. But if I do my dating on a dating app, I can see it through further before sex happens.
But that's because you're only messaging them, right?
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
So here's my thing. Like, based on what I heard you say last week and what you said today, one of the things that you said last week, or I don't know if it was another episode, that you said that sometimes we hold on to the dude because like we don't want to be left alone, and we're like you know what, fine, I'll do whatever you want. So how much of that do you think it's our responsibility when it comes to dating, and a guy comes out like he did to you the other day, or like, you know, the instances that you're talking about, when they're like, are we gonna fuck or not? How much of that is our responsibility if we're truly looking for dating, to say, you know what, no, I need to be respected? Because I'm pretty sure that even though you said it's a common practice now in society, natural born women are not expected to. You know what I mean? In society, hold on. In society today, even with the society that we live in today, there's still people that are conservative, and it's still applauded for girls to keep themselves. And guys want the girl, they want to marry the girl that doesn't put out. You get what I'm saying? Like, yes, they want to be with every single girl that puts out, but the one that they want to take home to mama is not depicted in that way. So my question is, how much of that is your responsibility? Because at the end of the day, we're all adults. And if we just want to have sex, how about it? You know what I mean? But when it comes to dating, it's not a one-night stand that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to date someone because I want that connection. I want that intimacy. And I've been responsible for giving into the flesh and making it just a one-night stand, when it could have been something else, but I got too desperate to get into their pants than to get to know their heart. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. It does, but I don't agree, because I feel mm-hmm. like men hold the power. Because you cannot put out all you want. He's only going to try two or three times, because we don't live in the 50s. And yes, you're right, men are looking for a wife, but the men that are lots are actively looking are not looking for a wife. Mm-hmm. The men that are actively looking on these apps and in life are looking for a goddamn good time that's not going to cause them any drama. And that's just the unfortunate part. There are good men out there. I would never, ever say there's not. I've met them. I've dated them. However, in the world today, and it's not just as trans women, there's many heterosexual cisgendered women that will tell you that the dating world is garbage right now because men are not afraid. If you're not going to put out, they're going to go next door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem because the girl next door will put out.
Yeah,
you don't have to. You can keep your values. You can keep your morals. You can keep your conservatives. But they're going to find someone that's going to put out when they want to find someone that's going to put out. Just because you're not, someone will.
I feel like on that note, so the person who is waiting for somebody who's going to wait for them and be respectful for them, that's the person that belongs in their place.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's the person that belongs where they're at.
Absolutely.
The one that wants to go next door to go to the girl who's going to put out, that's where he's meant to be. And that's where she's getting it. That's okay. So in the long run, yes, it's harder. Sometimes it hurts a lot.
You
so there's
have
a lot
to be
of
more
emotions
aware of
involved.
Your circumstances and where you're at in your situation.
Yeah, so there are
to
those
decide
type...
who, what guy's going to do what and when.
Right, and I believe in both of what you guys are saying because there is that guy that is going to wait and that is going to be put out for you. But if you really stick to your guns, you're gonna fall into that relationship eventually that is meant for you
but
that is meant for them.
But sometimes you have to remember that you can't. It's like Russian roulette. You know, it's like what they say, like you put the bullet in there and you have to shoot it out. It's like, so that's why when you go into these dating places, you're putting yourself out there to be vulnerable to these situations. Like you, to answer your question, you pick and choose if you want to wait or if you don't. Because like you said, Callie, like if that guy wants what he wants, he's going to wait. He's going to pick you according to what you are. Or if you are have your standards so high that if you, and sometimes you have to remember if our standards are so damn high, guys are not, they're going to look at us like, oh, well, like what Madison said, I'm just going to go straight next door because honestly, I can get what I want from this person. So like, my thing is like, if we're going to be in these relationships or going into these relationships with people or going into these dating apps, if the communication is there when you're communicating, let it be there. And I think that's where we need to be more vulnerable at and more assertive with the situations that we're going into. So it's like, if we're going to be talking about sex, let me know then if I'm ready to come meet you so I can be prepared for that situation to know like, oh yes, I'm ready to give you my coochie bop today if I meet you.
Okay, so
I agree to you.
So my take on that, is it that my standards are too high or is it that standards in today's society are too low when it comes to dating? Because here's the thing, like, especially coming from addiction, I know how much of those relationships that I had that were one-night stands, that I wanted something else, I know how much of that was due to my low self-esteem. Today, I know what I want in a relationship. I know what I want in a man. And the one-night stand, like I said, I'm an adult. Of course I can have him. But to me, it's not worth my energy because I'm no longer trying to get in your pants. I want to get to know your heart.
But
I want to be able, to get to know the person, to get to have that connection. And if sex is great, then awesome. Because obviously sex is an important part of dating. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that it has to be like the hook as to how to get a date. My mom always had this saying, and you guys may not agree with it, but mama always said, a man is going to go as far as a woman allows him to be. Mm-hmm. And if next door they're selling beef at freaking $20, but I got steak on this side and I'm selling it at $50, I'm not going to lessen my price just because the other girl decides to sell herself cheap. You get what I'm saying? Because what I'm trying to do today is something meaningful. It's not just a one-night stand. So when it comes to dating, fuck yes, I'm going to hold myself to a higher standard. Because today I'm clean and sober.
As you should.
With an open mind, you know what I mean? And I have values today. I have morals. I have principles. Things that I have lost during my addiction. So today I don't see what the other girls are doing because that's their business. You know, if they just want to have sex, more power to you. But we're talking about dating, not just having sex.
But again, so my thing is if... But there's those girls out there that want to have sex and that do find a man regarding to sex. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if your sex chemistry is where that's at? And what if you do find your companion in the sex?
Then
right
power
there.
To you.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like that one night stand could turn into, like, I honestly tell you the truth. Like, I've had a guy come up to me and we had sex one night and he said, you're my girlfriend. And I was like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, you're not going nowhere. And I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, are you going to be mine? And I'm like, and then here goes me. Yes. You
know? So I want to pose a question to that. How did that turn out in the long run?
I'm selfish and I have selfish needs. So when I get very disappointed with situations, I end up running out of the situation.
So I'm just going to say, like, the girl next door that's going to give it up doesn't mean that she doesn't have values, self-respect, or compassion for people. Like, that still is a good woman.
Right, absolutely.
That's her choice. Her body, her choice. Your body, your choice. If you want to wait around for Mr. Right to come along, good for you. If Miss Next Door wants to wait around for every guy that comes around, good for her. I'm just saying that we live in a world where the men are the ones making the decisions, not the women.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
that.
Unfortunate. That's fine. That's why we do this podcast, so we can disagree. I think that the men are the ones making the decisions, because guess what? If I don't give him what he wants, he can go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't have that option.
Yeah. And when in my dating life right now, like, I find, like, putting away the decision making. Does that sound strange? Because the way that I found my path is that decision making for me is kind of like laying down heavy expectations or laying down certain predestined ideas of what, you know, the situation with this person is going to be. And the more that I lay aside the decision making, or like if somebody's not making decisions with me, I'm not making decisions with them, and we're both flowing naturally, then that is something that I'm more than willing to go into any one of these scenarios.
And on why you said, I think that we are depicting a powerless woman when in reality, that's not the case. Women are more empowered today than they ever have been, and they still have the choice. And not just women, trans women as well. The decision is ours. No man is going to come and tell me, hey, you're going to be mine or you're not going to be mine. No, at the end of the day, it's my decision to give it up or not. And I'm not judging the girl that's selling her beef next door. What I'm saying is, based on what you said, you're saying, well, the other girl's willing to give it and give it. Well, that's their business. And like I said, it's more power to them. But when it comes to me and the way that I see dating, I have to sacrifice. And just because I think something is nice and shiny doesn't mean that it's meant for me. You know what I mean?
Okay, so what
I'm trying to say is that however anyone else does their dating, if they want to call it dating, just one night stand, then go for it. If from the first one night stand, they end up in a good relationship and it lasts forever, more power to you. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, based on LG, that wouldn't work for me. I like the more organic, like we got to know each other, like we bumped in the supermarket or we met at work, you know what I mean? Like
the fairy tale.
It's not the fairy tale.
It sounds like a fairy tale.
Okay, that's what it sounds like to you.
But that's what LG wants.
I feel like
it sounds
like,
yeah,
I feel like you really like that scenario that requires a lot less elements at play. So you are more interested in that oops, that's my steak right there. Oh, I was going to get that steak. Is that okay? Did you want to go share it? You know, kind of thing. Like, that sounds like something that...
No, go.
You're into.
To me, I'm not interested in the synthetic aspect of it.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I mean? For me, dating on an app, mm-hmm. it's pretty straight and forward. If I go to POF, mm-hmm. and I'm expecting to meet Mr. Right there, I mean, it's in the app's name.
Mm-hmm.
Tinder, Grindr. Again, a lot of people have made... You know, like met their partners and all of that. But for me, that wouldn't work. Because as you said, I know that the person that is talking to me through that phone, they're not being sincere. And I want to be able to look into your eyes. I want to be able to, like, get to know you. And, like, a simple message doesn't do it for me. It did it for me, my addiction, when I was trying to hook up. It totally worked out for me. But I never went into the junkyard to look for a new car. Just the same way that, in my opinion, I wouldn't go into an app to find a husband, because most of the guys that are in there are fuckboys, most of them. And that's not what I'm interested in today. That's why when they say that we don't have a choice, yes, we do have a choice. I choose to allow whoever's not willing to wait for me and to give me that time to say, you know what, I'm not the one for you, you're not the one for me. Does that make them a bad individual? Fuck no. It makes them decisive, and it makes them know what they want the same way that I do. And is that a problem in society? Yes, because sometimes we don't know how to respect that on each other.
I think the problem is that when men have a lot of partners, they're a stud. When women have a lot of partners, they're a whore. And that's, I mean, we can debate that all you want, but talk to anybody, it's pretty much, you know, if you go with a bunch of guys, they all high-five each other. I had, you know, the girls. If you go with your girlfriends and they're just like, oh, I had all this dick last night, they're like, you fucking whore. Like, it's this double-edged sword, though, that it's becoming a problem, because, like, for me, I don't do the apps. I think they're garbage. I think they're fuckboys. I have never had a good experience with any of the apps. Hold on, I'm talking.
No problem.
And I'm telling you that there are good experiences. I wish I could have had them, but I've had so many bad ones, I'll never try again. So So now all of my dating happens with people that see me across the room in certain areas or venues or events. And that's where I start meeting these guys. And I've had a lot more luck long-term with these guys. It's just unfortunate the last two have been what they have been.
Well, go ahead, Mama.
So like Maddie said, like I'm the same way now. Like I learned my lessons because like I'm the type of person now, like I know what the dating app is for. You know what I'm saying? And it's a mutual hookup. Like this is like the statistics say in the hookup world. That's where if you're going to get a quick fix, you're gonna go on an app. That's what it's not there for dating. I don't think that it's there for dating because now I know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the relationship part in the dating app is like hard. When you're texting somebody in the dating app, you have to put your full fledge in there and you have to communicate with these people on the dating app to let them know like, hey, I'm looking for somebody that's wanting to be in this kind of relationship. Or, hey, I'm just looking to have sex. Or, hey, I have kids. Hey, or I have a baby mama with wife. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, and so on and so forth and so goes.
I feel like it's really important for me to mention that the value of everything that we've all been saying during this episode up until this point is that it is so important and so integral to who we are as trans women to always and in every situation love who we are
first
and within and throughout and every moment of our lives, what we're doing with who we are and how we are sharing that with others and everything that we're experiencing, especially when it comes to love, that we are protecting ourselves in a way that is right for us and that we are loving who we are in a way that is right for us to be able to live forward to the next step, to the next day, and be proud of what we've done and who we are, and for us to continue to grow in everything that we do.
I agree with all of that. I think it would have been better to start off the episode asking, how do you define dating though? Because I think that this all happened because I think we all have such different definitions of what dating is.
And I really believe that that's why this works, because like we all come from different backgrounds. We all have different belief systems. We all have different cultural inputs. And I know that our audience is going to be able to relate to at least one of us when we're talking about this, because like you said, we come from so many different backgrounds.
You said that, not me.
No, what I meant is like, okay, so what you're right. What I meant to say is like, when you mentioned right now that how do we define dating, because we all have a different opinion about it. I think that that's exactly why this worked, and that's exactly why we have such a diverse group, so that we can get different opinions when it comes to that. One of the things that Callie said, and I think that it's so important, and I haven't said it in the last two episodes, is mental health when it comes to loving yourself. You know what I mean? If you haven't worked on that mental health, if you haven't worked on yourself, you're gonna be more vulnerable to accept whatever comes your way. Because lack of self-esteem, lack of self-love, and all of these things are only going to create a hindering relationship that is only going to end up making you feel worse than you already do. I prefer to be by myself than to be in a toxic relationship or in a relationship that is taking me or leading me nowhere.
So I think we should answer that question. So like, how do we define dating? Like, let's go around and, so for me, I think I want that fairy tale. Mine is that fairy tale. Today, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for...
But is that fairy tale dating to you?
My fairy tale dating with me is like, I want somebody to see me as who I am, a trans woman, you know, carrying myself and not I don't want to be called classy or I don't want to be called bougie, but I just want to be able to be depicted on how I carry myself, you know, respected, you know, I want somebody who trusts me, who is going to value me from all my flaws and be able to communicate that with me in a manner where I can respect you if you tell me something and I can respect you like that. That fairy tale.
There you go.
It's going to take
found the word.
It's going to take a little while to have standards up there and get to what I want. So it's like you said, you have to, like what LG would do, this is how Tay would do it.
Amen.
Callie, how do you define dating?
With dating or being with somebody in a dating standpoint is such a wide spectrum for a small word. So for dating, you know, but for me, it's really been like lately that I try not to define my love. I try not to define what my interactions are going to be with somebody. I try to go into it with knowing that anything that happens between me and this person, I'm going to be able to look back on it, or in the midst of it, be able to look at myself and know that I am standing true to who I am. They are respecting who they are, standing true to what is true between us, that I can be who I am as a trans woman, and I can be seen as that and not be questioned for it or asked to divert from it or considered anything else in this person's mind other than who I truly am. And I feel like the more that I set aside those definitions, the more I feel like the energy can flow in the way that it is representing itself within me as who I am and how true I am to who I am. And everything that is in the other person like that, I can absorb it.
I love that. Yeah. What about you, Miss Maddie?
Oh, dating for me is definitely going to be, how much time are we spending together that's not sexual? That means actual dates, going out to eat, going out to do things. Mm. That's dating to me. The text message and the sex all come with time, but I want to know how much time we're spending together outside of the bedroom. And that's dating to me.
Nice. Well, since you ladies asked, my definition of dating is getting to know the other person. Can I be comfortable around you? Can I be me around you? Mm-hmm. How compatible are we? Would this work in the long term? Or this, like, is getting to that intimate aspect of the relationship where you're like, you know what, I don't think it will work. Mm-hmm. Or you know what, I'll definitely think like you want to keep on trying this. Because I'm trying to look not someone that I'm gonna love forever, but someone that I don't mind arguing with forever. Like, can I be okay with you in your worst day? And I think that that's what dating does for me. Dating lets me know who you are, what you stand for, what your beliefs are. And it's an emotional transaction to see we're compatible. Mm-hmm. That's what dating is. And sex is an aspect of it. But for me, I've never had sex with someone that I was crushing on, or someone that like I had feelings for, unless, like, except for my two boyfriends. Because for me, if I was to lay down with someone that I'm feeling like having a crush, or like, for me, that seals the deal. We're married. I attach.
What's your body count?
Girl, like, we ain't got time for that. No, but like, the thing is, like I said, for me, is much more than just the bedroom. It has to be emotional, mentally, spiritual. Like, how compatible are we? And I think that we touch on most of the bases, and I hope that you guys can get any guidance when it comes to your dating. I hope that what you heard was helpful. Tay, what would you close with today?
I would close with value yourself, know who you are, and when you know who you are, the person that you're seeking is going to be attracted to who you are and not what you are.
You know what I'm saying? Love that.
So,
Callie?
I want to remind all the listeners today that this is a conversation that we're having here on the podcast, but it can be ongoing. If you have an opinion, if you have a view, if you need help with anything that we talk about on this podcast, feel free to message us or to send some kind of communication on the links and share your opinions and reach out for help. And we are here for you. That's the whole point of this podcast, and so that we could express ourselves so that you can help yourself to do the same. So if there's something that you need to say, feel free to say it.
That part.
Nice. Maddie?
I think that dating is easiest when you're not out there looking for it. I've had the best experience the minute I quit looking for it. Things have really turned around, and I've understood more now that I do understand my value, my worth, and what I bring. And so I think that remembering that at all times and not actively searching for it is what has worked best for me.
Okay. What I will close with is challenge yourself. Challenge yourselves, challenge your girlfriends, the people around you, to have these conversations. Like Holly said, it can be an ongoing conversation. At times it's gonna get uncomfortable, but sometimes we need uncomfortable in order for us to get a new and gain new perspective. I love having my girls. I love being able to have these conversations where we all have different opinions, and at the end of the day, we can still be friends and we can still love on one another, because this is what we're trying to create with the trans experience. You know, like, we're trying to make sure that you guys know that you can still be sisters and not agree. Thank you so much. Tay, Callie, Madison, I love you girls. Thank you for being a part of my life. And with that, this has been Trans Experience. This was LG.
This is Tayden.
Tayshia Shakuni Shakin.
Callie.
This is Madison.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.